Our story today is called The Innkeever by O.M. Keeve. Yes, they came to my inn at Bethlehem, and how well I remember the couple. It seems but yesterday. He was a manly sort of man, the kind that would cause you to look again if you saw him once. Kindly and dignified, with a long beard, a strong man with a quiet manner. There was something that charmed me about the woman who was with him. Well, I just can't tell you. But anyway, one could see that she might soon become a mother. It rather worried me that I didn't have a place for them, but so many had come for the registration. You know, Sanballat, the rich merchant, had come down from Damascus, and Thaddeus, one of my old customers, had come up from Gaza. The party from Hebron came just at nightfall, and since I knew them all, I could not turn them away. Joseph told me he was from Nazareth, up in the hill country of Galilee. And he thought, of course, that he could have a place to stay. And he asked me, and well, I looked toward Mary and knew I'd understand. I did understand, and I tried to think of which of the men I could ask to move and make a place for the couple. But how could I ask these customers of mine to inconvenience themselves? After all, I did not know Joseph and Mary. I said to myself, oh, well, somebody will look after them. I must not disturb the others. It's a beautiful starlit night. Here, I have it, finally, I said to myself. We can make room for them near the manger, and some way they'll get along. I've wondered a lot about them since they left. He was that manly sort of man with his long beard and dignified look and quiet manners, and the woman, she was like a princess. I wish now that I had said to the men in my inn, we must make a place for this man and this woman from Galilee. But I didn't, and I'm sorry. After all, they might have been people of consequence. From Hebrews 13:2, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.